Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios here in Denver. And it's also on the Odyssey app. You can get it there, free app for your phone. The podcast later on today and a lot more, too. It's cold. It's cold. What is it, 16 degrees right now? Something like that, 15?
15. It was 21 in my car, 15. Which is weird.
I got to tell you, Jamie, there are certain things that come up on the program, on and off the air, actually, that makes an impact in my life, okay? And it's from you, Jamie White. Okay. You make an impact in my life.
I'm changing your life? Oh,
yes.
Impact. Good or bad?
No. Good. Good. Right. Like Red Dye, for example.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago I'm on this kick?
Yeah.
That I'm eating a little bit better than I have been eating, right?
Yeah, because apparently RFK Jr. had to tell you, not Jamie White, for 10 years.
Well, he did help the situation just about. He pushed it along for you.
I guess.
Yeah. The other is.
It was man to man with you guys.
I have parked the car, and I will not drive it because of Jamie White. And now I saw a picture this morning. my airbag.
Yeah.
I keep getting these notices on my BMW about my airbag.
Deborah Takahara's airbags.
Deborah Takahara made them, okay? Takahara. She made these airbags.
Yeah.
And they put them in cars, and they're very, they've got defaults to them.
Well, a metal rod comes out of them.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
And impales you.
I've driven this car for 20 years, okay? And it's had this recall for 20 years, okay? And I finally parked it because Jamie has scared the hell out of me.
Well, yeah. So my sister's been in a horrible car accident, and she's short. And so the airbag broke 11 of her, I'm going back home to Southern Illinois, but broke 11 of her ribs, her nose.
Oh, yeah.
Her ankle was not broken because of that. You saw her, she's black and blue.
Terrible.
I mean, because it's
awful.
She scoot so far up. They got to fix this for shorter people because it literally is lethal for short people.
It really is a problem. Yeah.
Because, and I don't know if it's better if you get one of those cars that has where the steering wheel, you can move it back and forth, you know, even because I know like other cars, like my Jeep, you can move it up and down, but like my other car, you can move it backwards.
Some of them do and some of them don't.
Towards the console. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and she is like literally 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah.
And so she's like this, she's like a little old lady when she drives. And so boom.
And I've been getting these notices, like I've been saying, and they'll even put in there like over the past 2 years, X amount of people have died.
Yeah.
You know, they'll give me that warning. I mean, that's how serious they are. And I've never really taken it to heart for some reason. Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't impact me. But now hearing your story from the weekend,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Well, okay, so you saw those pictures of her.
Yeah.
So now think about metal shrapnel also coming out.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've given up on it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. That's terrible, though. I hope she gets better.
Yeah, me too. Quickly. She's not very happy. And I don't blame her. I
mean,
she can't even move.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
It could have. And I know that they're saying that the airbags saved her life. And I believe that. But 11 broken ribs is a lot.
Yeah.
You have 24 of them and she broke half of them.
And you don't think about just the small movements that you do every day.
She said like even to raise her arms up is like, it makes her like almost scream.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, she's still in the hospital. So yeah, it's. And then I was like, well, I'll come home now. And everybody's like, yeah, just wait. She's a little grumpy because she's still in the hospital. And they're like, there's nothing you can do but just sit there with her. And she'll just be like, why did this happen to me? And it was on her birthday.
Oh.
And she wasn't drinking or anything. She was with her grandkids and her kids. So it was like one of those nice, lovely Sunday, you know, with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just hit black ice.
Oh. Yeah, that black ice, man. And especially back there because they don't expect it as much as we do, you know. But man, oh man, what a terrible situation in it for her.
It's during the day.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope she gets better.
Thank you.
Enjoy the trip back there just to, show comfort and concern.
Yeah.
And
to be bitched at, apparently.
Her
boyfriend is like, oh, she's a lot when they start to wear off.
You can tell when the pain starts to kick in.
Keep her medicated.
We're just going to keep popping them in there.
All right, just getting started this morning. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Tuesday. Welcome.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Joel, just want to remind you that there's a 5K a day contest going on with the Odyssey app. All you got to do is download the app, listen to it for an hour, and you're qualified. It's that easy. And
there's
who knows?
A new winner every day.
Every day?
Every day.
$5,000. Don't ask me where we got the money, but we got it.
Yep.
$5,000.
And like you said, just log into the Odyssey app between now and February 7th, and you have a chance.
I was just telling Jamie that I should sell my ticket, speaking of money, out in Vegas to see the Eagles. They're now going for $1,500 a pop.
Because you're going this weekend, right?
I'm going this
weekend. It's MLK weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a long weekend, so he and are you taking the kid?
We are.
You are?
Yep.
And what is he going to the show?
He is going to the show. Yeah. Going to the show. I don't know how that's gonna work out, folks.
I mean it might keep his attention.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Wow, all right.
Gonna go see the Eagles, man, with Frog.
I'm jealous, man. Six-year-old gets to see the Sphere before me.
I know.
Right, let me tell you my concern, and it's not the concert itself, because I think he's gonna like
the
Sphere.
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, it was that way with Dead and Company, So it could be that way with the Eagles. I don't know. But here's the thing that I'm more concerned about.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Yeah.
We literally, everywhere we went in Vegas, my kid would be like, holy crap, I feel stoned, Mom. I know what is going on. Even the security guy was hitting a thing.
Hitting a vape.
Yeah, and we're like, you, even the security guy?
I feel like he's going to put a damper on my gambling habits.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is.
That's the thing I'm concerned about, because it's me, Lisa, and Frog.
Yeah. During a playoff weekend, too.
Well, guess who's going to get Frog more than anybody?
Yeah.
BJ.
Yeah.
Okay. So the wife can sit at a slot machine and play her game while Frog and I have to
You have to go to Eminem World.
Yeah. Definitely got to make a stop there.
We got to go look at that big pirate ship.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, let's go see the fountains, Frog.
Yeah. Don't forget to get in that gigantic shopping cart.
Yeah. See, I want my chance to lose my money, too.
No, you got to take a gondola.
A gondola ride with a six-year-old. How romantic.
You can go to Circus Circus and do, like, they have, like, a trampoline act that they still do. Like,
and they have some really fun games that you can look at. Just don't wear blue or red.
The concert doesn't really, it's not really impactful because it's all good there.
Right.
But it's the gambling. I want to be inside the sports book, man. Run, yeah. Three, run.
Yeah, they don't let you in with kids.
No.
Yeah.
No. No kidding, Schmidl. Yeah.
My son couldn't be on the carpet.
Really?
Yeah. We were just looking at a machine. I mean, he's only 18, but and the lady's like, I know what it was. We went over so I could get a new Players Club card at the Wynn, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she's like, he said something like, well, we used her ID to get a room or whatever. And she's like, how old are you? And he said, I'm 18. And she's like, you got to be off the carpet.
Oh, strict over there.
Saw that.
Literally, the restaurant that we were at was right here.
Yeah.
And seven steps ahead of it is the Players Club desk.
I saw him scold a mom for having her kid in the floor area,
too.
Well,
it's kind of sad. Like, some of the parents, you should do this. We saw, two kids, and the mom had put them in the corner on the flooring on the corner while she gambled, so you can do that.
Well, that was the designated area, right?
What, with a set of Legos?
They had iPads or whatever, tablets.
That's a great idea.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
That is pretty bad.
They're both like, oh my God, somebody should call child services.
As long as you can see him, and he's safe.
No,
yeah, it's fine.
Horrible.
No, you get one of those big, those ropes that they attach.
Oh, yeah, the leash.
Leash. And you put one on your wrist, put one on theirs, only your leash is like 40 feet long.
Right,
exactly.
Just to the walkways. Yeah.
Tape it down to the floor so nobody trips.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That way I'm at the machine and the kid's sitting over here next to a wall.
Yeah, I think we have some painter's tape. Let's take that with you. This is a great idea. Now I'm for it.
We found the solution.
Yeah, right. Why don't you guys go ahead and figure this out? What day is the concert?
Saturday.
Yeah. So why don't you agree, one of you has half the day Friday and half the day Monday, and then somebody has the full day Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you work that deal out for me. I can see me bringing that up. I just know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I've been on a few trips here with these guys, and I'm telling you, I get the load here, okay? And I don't mind. It's just gambling, man.
Well, you can do it. So this is what I did when my son went to sleep. I went downstairs and went gambling. I mean, it's going to be about 2 a.m., but you could do it. Now,
was he in the room alone?
He's 18.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant when he was like 5.
No, oh God, no. No.
Jamie, what?
No. I'm like, if he's at college, he can stay the Wynn.
I think he'll be okay.
It's 21?
Yeah, it's 21.
No kidding. Yeah. So he couldn't go down to the floor because he's only 18.
No, and he wanted to play a couple of hands of cards, too. He was so bummed.
Well, that's kind of bad.
I was like, they won't card you. And he's like, yeah, but it'd be like, he goes, we should look it up, see if it's like a felony or something.
Oh, yeah, he sits down. And gets arrested or something.
Well, because I went when I was 16 and I had my sister's ID.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was really rolling dirty.
Yeah. Dirty Jamie.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I think this is so tone deaf, it's not even funny. It says that the 67th Grammy Awards is going to take place on Sunday, February 2nd.
I don't get it.
I don't either, especially that two more fires popped up yesterday. One is called the Car Fire. It's not called the Car Fire because everybody thought it was because the car started on fire. But it's one of those roads where all the cars dealers are.
Yeah.
So it started in a ravine there. And then there was another one too that popped up. I think they got them both knocked down. But then the Santa Ana winds are kicking up today. And the National Weather Service did they use the word unprecedented again?
I think
so. Something weird, one of those weird words that you're like, oh God.
Hellish.
Yeah. So I think people like my friend Stretch, who, sitting there without, oh my God, he got the funniest text.
Yeah.
He has no house. It's been burned. He and Maritza are from Pacific Palisades, lived there for 23 years. Their house is gone. He posted a picture from their cable company that their cable has been restored.
Oh. Thanks for the update. Truly. Yeah.
He can watch Landman now.
Yeah, I guess so. He's like, he goes, you can't make this up. You can't even make this up.
You know, I'm thinking with this whole Grammys thing. Now, I agree with you. I think putting it in Los Angeles, they could have easily moved it to Vegas.
Yeah.
They should have moved it to Vegas. Now, because with the Grammys, you're dealing with artists that don't necessarily live in Los Angeles. Okay, they're from all over the country, all right? So you could do it in Vegas and still do the Grammys, but doing it in Los Angeles just doesn't seem right now. Now, if it were the Oscars, it'd be different because it's all Hollywood, right? But yeah,
well, it's not about that. It's about taking the resources, you know?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the resources.
Police, all whatever. Of that. Yeah. It's, security.
I mean, yeah, so they have to block off all the roads and all that stuff. It's like...
They're trying to stop the looters right now.
Exactly. It's horrible.
You'd be really guarding bad. The stars to come in there for the Grammys?
It's exactly. I mean, what's our priorities here? By the way, I didn't realize how many different agencies we have out there. I think I posted about, did I post about? Aurora sent some people out there. Castle Rock, I think I had Broomfield. Arvada sent some people. I'm trying to make sure that I post about everybody that's being sent out there to give them some shout outs. But we have a bunch of different people out there.
We do.
Different agencies. It's a lot of people. And I know we're, just one state. They've brought in all the forces. And for more fires to keep popping up is just insane to me. Just absolutely insane.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I've got a piece of audio here. You know the check that was written yesterday from the government, $770?
I do not know that.
All right. So President Biden yesterday, he said that there's a one-time payment going out to the people of Los Angeles.
And I want to be clear. We're not waiting until those fires are over to start helping the victims. We're getting them help right now, as you all know. People impacted by these fires are going to receive one-time payment of $770. One-time payment. So they can quickly purchase things like water, baby formula, and prescriptions. So far, nearly 6,000 survivors.
All right, there you go. The $700. How do they come up with $770?
I don't know.
That's just weird to me. Why not make it $1,000? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like for Maui, for an example, it was like $650, wasn't it? Something like
so
that?
So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
So my wallet burnt up in that fire. How do I cash that check?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Isn't that?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, 707 doesn't go far in Los Angeles. But I don't know how they come up with those figures. Yeah. That's kind of weird to me.
Who knows? My God. Anyway, it's a disaster. Absolute disaster. So, just hope that nothing else happens. I know that we, they're trying. They're trying as hard as they can to keep it down. But boy, didn't those water drops and the retardant and all that, I mean, that made a huge difference.
Sure did.
As soon as they bring those suckers out, I love those helicopters. I feel like Top Gun plays in my head every time I watch them, go up and they go backwards. And sometimes I think they get bored. And so they're like, I'm just going to fly backwards for a minute.
I went to the danger zone.
By the way, Top Gun 3, I guess, is coming out, and the trailer's out, too. I don't have it, but I will get it. Is that the one they postponed during the pandemic or something?
I don't know. I recently saw Top Gun Maverick, and it was awesome.
Well, now there's a Top Gun 3?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Now it's stuck in my head. Also, Stranger Things Season 5, I guess that's out or something. I feel like my son just watched the whole season.
What?
That can't be right, right?
It comes out this year. It's not out yet. They have announced that it's coming out, but people have been waiting for that since before the pandemic because it got all delayed because of COVID.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what was he watching? Oh, he was watching that one where it's a game show.
Squid Game.
That's what he was watching over the break. And he said it's really good, but then he was telling me, because we had a long time to drive to take his truck back to California, and he was telling me about the Squid Games. I don't know if it's my cup of tea.
Yeah. No, I don't think you'd like it at all.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I even said to him, I go, college is hard enough, son. Shouldn't you watch something uplifting?
Yeah. Yeah. The whole point of it is to show, like, dark side of humanity.
Yeah. I heard. It just is like death, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and then they all figured out, oh, wait, we're really going to die here? It's like, what? Oh, my God. This is not a fun show. I want you to watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, it's really good.
I will say the challenge, though, the reality challenge that they actually did of Squid Games, that's a good one. That's a good show.
But yeah. That's real, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
and
a
nobody
game
show. Dies.
No. They die, but they don't die.
Right. They have to sit in the thing where you hit the baseball and the thing, they fall in the water.
They get eliminated.
Yeah, that's how it happens. And then finally for you, Jessica Simpson and her husband, Eric Johnson, have officially split after 10 years. She made the announcement. She said, Eric and I have been living separately, navigating a painful situation in our marriage. The singer, who's 44, shared in a statement with People Magazine yesterday in regards to her marriage to the former NFL player, who is 45. Our children come first, and we're focusing on what is best for them. We're grateful for all the love and support that has been coming our way, and appreciate privacy right now as we work through this as a family. So
they were together for 10 years?
That's what it says.
That's a good run.
Oh, it was a good
That's
run.
Good enough. Yeah.
I get sick of somebody after 10 years.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. That's a good run.
Even
good
a
job.
Couple years is like, ugh.
Yeah. Then that next eight. Woo.
Literally, I don't know how I was married. God bless you all. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, morning show. Hello. It is a Tuesday. Man, it's cold. 15 degrees right now. And I guess the weekend's going to be frigid.
Yeah, 3 days of what they're calling a deep freeze. By the way, and let me just... Oh, do you want to hear some fun facts?
Oh, sure.
Let me get my fun facts.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We're going to play a little game, Sweeping the Nation.
Okay.
All right. Ready? All right. What do you think the coldest in Colorado has ever been when they started keeping records?
Minus 18.
No.
That's pretty cold.
It is cold. Yeah. That is cold. All right, your turn.
Minus 22.
No.
Schmidel.
Hello?
Oh, he's not paying attention. Yeah, he's not. Look at him.
What's he doing?
Hey, buddy.
I was listening to the thing so I could get the Deion Sanders thing ready.
Okay, the thing for the thing.
Yeah.
All right, we were just asking, what do you think the coldest it's ever been in Colorado?
Ever in history.
Ever in history?
Since they started keeping
negative
records.
Negative 24.
No. Man, these were really solid guesses. Minus 29. Minus 29 since they started keeping records has been the coldest it's ever been in Colorado.
And that's what it's going to be this weekend?
No, don't say that.
But we have had a few recent. In 1990, we had minus 25.
What's the coldest that you remember? From living here, when you lived here before,
sure.
Going to California, then coming back here.
Minus 11.
I think.
Because I took a picture of it in my car.
I think for me, it's been minus 16 or 17. Okay. Something
like
that.
I was going to say 15.
Yeah. I don't remember having. I just remember taking a picture of it, saying minus 11, going, and that's why it's in my head.
Yeah, I think we had about a minus 15, 16, something like that, when you were in California.
Gotcha.
It was before you came back here the second time.
Understood.
Yeah.
So, man, it's going to be, but what's the predicted cold now?
Anywhere between 7 and 10 below.
Oof.
Yeah, for this weekend.
I'm not a fan of that.
I don't mind waking up and it being 0 or 2 below, but I like for the daytime to get to 28, 29 degrees, but the high for Sunday is right now forecasted at 4.
Yeah, it's gonna be brutal.
4.
I don't like when it hurts.
Yeah,
when you breathe it in and your lungs are like, yeah, no, this
yeah,
hurts.
They're like crystallized.
And not to mention, like, your nostrils get frozen. And doesn't matter how many layers you put on, it still
it hurts. I mean, even this morning, I got a bloody nose.
Yeah.
I did, because it's so dry. Yeah.
Sometimes you can't even get your house warm enough.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's just cold no matter cold. What you do. It's unbelievable. It's going to be that kind of weekend, it looks like, too.
Oh, my God.
All right. First of all, let's get to the Deion Sanders thing, because Spadell's been working hard to get the audio for us. If you remember, it was just, a couple of months ago or so, circulating that Deion Sanders could be leaving Colorado. He addressed it, and he said, nope, not going anywhere. We're going to plant a flag up on the hill. Right. I'm here to stay with me and my family. You got the audio?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and play it for us. This is Deion.
Where I am, I'm happy where I am. I can't wait to see what the future beholds. where I am, and I love Boulder, Colorado. So I have every intention, every plan in the world to be coaching for the Colorado Buffs from here on. Yeah. I want to finish here. So I want to put the flag. 15. I want my names on the mountains out there. I want to put my flag down in Colorado.
Flag. Got to put the flag
and
down.
And he said his name in a mountain. Really?
Yeah.
Did it say Dion? So I know we have the word mine. We have mines in one mountain, but now we're going to have Dion.
I think he's going with Pride.
Pride Mountain. Pride.
Yeah. Well, all that's changed. It looks like now he is in talks to go to the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, yesterday it was supposedly L.A., right? Was it L.A.? No, it was Las Vegas.
Yep.
Las Vegas, supposedly, the rumor has it. He's never addressed this, though, which is odd. But supposedly he reached out to Las Vegas, and he and Tom Brady were supposed to be bro bras. But I guess they said, no, we're not interested. Allegedly, we have no proof of this. It's just all up in the air. But this one, we do know that the Dallas thing, we actually have Dion's comments about this, that they, in fact, Jerry Jones did reach out to him.
Jerry Jones is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He's also confirmed, Jerry has confirmed, that he is in talks with Deion Sanders to become the head coach.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this was spoken word or was this audio what Deion's
I think it's spoken word because I can't find the audio this morning.
All right. So here is what Deion said about Jerry Jones reaching out to him. Okay. It says this: to hear from Jerry Jones is truly delightful and it's intriguing. Let me read that again. And it's intriguing.
Well.
Let me read that again. And it's intriguing.
Yes, it is.
Sanders spoke to ESPN Monday night. He said, I love Jerry and believe in Jerry. I love him and I believe in him. After you hang up and process it, after you hang up the phone and process it and think about it, it's intriguing.
All right.
That's the second intriguing he's used. But I love Boulder and everything there is about our team, coaches, our student body, and the community. But I must say that because I'm under contract. No, he didn't say that last part.
Look, I don't, you know what, nothing against Deion. If he wants to go, let him go, whatever, you know.
Oh, but it's going to jack up the Buffs, though.
Uh-huh. If you're a Buffs fan, and you'll maybe even contribute to the university. Does this really irritate you that the guy came here for 2 years and all of a sudden the NFL, the bright lights, and he's going to bolt on you?
And what about that kid we just brought here?
Yeah, the number one prospect out of high school.
He's the number one ranked prospect quarterback like coming into the draft.
And didn't Deion promise him,
basically,
I'm not going anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Intriguing, isn't it?
I got a feeling Jerry Jones has said, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll trade up. We'll take Shadur. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll get him. We'll grab you as the head coach. And he's like, oh, man, family affair. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I know. Something like that's cooking. I'm telling you.
Did your phone just go off?
Yeah.
It's probably
Powerball Pete.
It probably is
Powerball Pete.
Yeah. He likes to chime in his 2 cents here.
Yeah. Coach Pratt is going.
Pete says, Deion's a schmuck. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you.
Have a good day, buddy.
That was worth the ding and the interruption of the show.
Schmuck.
Well, a lot of people said, let him go. He's a sociopath, a hypocrite, and a liar. Bye-bye. Wow. Ooh,
look, you can't really blame him, though. I mean, it's a coaching world out there.
Well,
that's how they do it.
Yeah.
His dream is to coach his kid in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly, you know? Jamie. I would do it. Wouldn't you? Absolutely.
Have you met me?
You don't know that anything's on the plate with the Dallas Cowboys or any other team. Let's go with Las Vegas, whomever. But they come to you and say, hey, we'll trade up, we'll draft. And I don't know if that's happened or not, but if they did, you can come coach your kid in the pros. Look at LeBron James. He pulled all kinds of strings to get his kid on that team.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's not going well.
Yeah, Shamur or whatever his name
Bronny
is.
Bronny Blows.
Yeah.
At least he's good. Shadur.
Yeah.
Shamur? What is it?
Shadur.
No, I know I said Shamur. I was like, what is that name? Is that where Deion left his career? Did he retire from?
He was a Cowboy.
I know he was. Is that where it ended, though?
No, I think he played for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, he did.
He go down there and play for the Falcons for a while?
Uh-huh.
He went back to Atlanta or whatever
kind of
they call
his
it.
Legacy is
in the 49ers?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Is that what his legacy is?
Yes. Yeah. He and Jerry Jones are really tight. He loves the Cowboys organization. He has a house in Dallas.
Still, okay.
Yeah, he has that mansion down there that he... that he's owned for years.
Plus, he likes the cheerleaders.
He likes the Dallas cheerleaders. They got the best cheerleaders.
They do. You know, they jump up in the air and do the splits. They're it's crazy. Good. It's crazy. Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, for years.
Oh, my God.
I've been watching.
I watched the documentary. You should watch the documentary.
Did you see the one that got hit with that football?
I did not.
The other day? One of the Dallas cheerleaders got clocked the other day with a
smoke.
Oh, my God. It almost knocked her out.
Really?
It was a harsh hit.
Somebody, one of the players, he threw a pass, did he? And he overshot.
It was a kickoff.
Yeah. All right, a kickoff. The ball goes flying out of bounds. The guy reaches up to catch it. He misses it, and it clocks her right in the head.
Well, she should be looking.
She has her back to the game because she's dancing to the sideline.
She's got to entertain the crowd, you know. She doesn't have time to watch football
games. I feel so bad for those Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. If you watch the documentary, they are just broken because they have to jump up in the air and land in the splits. And some of them pull like hamstrings and tear them. And then they have no insurance and they get paid like a penny on every game. I mean, it is a crap job.
They make like $100 a game.
It's awful. They can't afford anything, and then they're just broken with no insurance.
The players are out there making $250,000 a play.
Exactly.
She's making $100
to
show up.
It's so sad, isn't it?
It's brutal.
Hey, I have a question.
Pretty brutal.
My girlfriends, I wasn't watching, but I guess they all my girlfriends in the feed, they teared up. Somebody sang at a football game last night or something.
Yeah, sorry.
Who was it? A national anthem?
Her name was Rachel something. I forget what her name was.
My girlfriend group, they cried.
And why?
I don't know.
She cried.
They said they cried because she cried. Here's me. I wrote in the group, I don't know what you guys are watching, but Paul's getting his ass kicked on Jeopardy.
Yeah. The girl cried at the end.
Oh.
She was singing the national anthem. Yeah. And, I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't that movie.
Well, they were all talking about it on my feed. Yeah, and I was going,
I don't know.
I go, well, apparently there's a game going on that I didn't know about. And they said, well, it was a makeup game. And then they're like, oh my God, I cried too. And all I know is I was watching Jeopardy and Paul, I mean, literally got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
It was Paul so dead. Sad. Oh God.
Poor Paul.
It was sad. Yeah,
I was pulling for Paul.
I know, me too.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. When we come back, TikTok, is it going to be sold to Elon? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? All right, TikTok. Or it could be just going away. Nobody knows. All right, we'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is out there. Oh, by the way, you could win $5,000 every day. Every day we're giving it away. All you got to do is listen to the Odyssey app for an hour, and you qualify. That easy. So get the deets. Just go to alice1059.com to find out more. TikTok, is it going away? Oh, let me mention this real quick, too. Today is free admission day over at the stock show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's the only day that you get in for free.
Oh, that's a cool
today
deal.
Today is the day.
Got it.
Tickets out there are $25 to $37 for adults, so you can save a lot of money today.
And don't forget to get your bamboo sheets.
Yeah.
Bamboo sheets. When is it over?
The 26th is the last day.
26th. Yep. Okay.
Is that right? 26th?
I'm telling you. I know I say it every day, but I mean, my neighborhood, they're making me feel stupid because I have my lights on outside and I'm the only one.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get them down this week either.
No, because it's going to be a deep freeze.
Yeah. Plus, so you got to go back and check on your cysts.
Yeah, I'm going.
So you got all that going on, too.
True.
All right, TikTok, is it going away? I guess the Supreme Court is going to make a decision on this thing. What is it, Spadil?
They're expected to make a decision tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. That TikTok could be banned in the U.S. I don't think it's going to go away. Spadil seems to think it is going to go away. Then yesterday it popped up that possibly that it could be sold to Elon Musk.
Wait, I thought he was going to buy MSNBC.
But then TikTok came out and said that the whole Elon Musk thing's not true. Like ByteDance said that that didn't happen.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right, here's the story.
I started smoothing up my resume because I'm like, I might have to get a job until we figure out this TikTok thing.
I'm not really sure what in the future, honestly.
I don't know if it'll be a minor setback or something that I can overcome.
We introduced you to these three TikTok creators last year. They say their financial futures are uncertain, even after the Supreme Court heard arguments Friday on a law that would ban TikTok, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. During the hearing, both conservative and liberal justices seemingly challenged TikTok's arguments surrounding free speech. As creators and consumers wait to see what's ultimately decided, some are holding on to hope, others preparing for the end of an era.
Do you still use it?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Spadil, I don't think you're on it, are you?
No.
Carson loves it.
Oh, all the time. I
love it, too.
It consumes my life.
Yeah.
I really do love it. I think the content's great.
Yeah. I used it for a while, but
I just wait for Instagram to filter all the bad stuff from TikTok so that it just comes over to my reels on Instagram, and then I don't have to deal with the crap.
And there's just so many people that, like, so many, like, small businesses and stuff, like, even life hacks that you find out on TikTok. It's so cool.
Yeah, the life hacks I do like, but I don't remember any of them when it's time.
I know. I really need to, like, take notes on them.
I know, because I'm like, wait, wasn't there something with grease that I'm supposed to do in the sink? Yeah. You know, get some Reynolds wrap and put it in the, I don't know.
Some of that stuff's good, though.
Yeah, well, and then yesterday it was pretty funny because Powerball Pete sent us a TikTok video, which was pretty funny. And it was a Chinese guy saying goodbye to all of us Americans. He's this Chinese guy, and he's saying, like, I just want to tell Tiffany in Rhode Island that she needs to stop sending nudies to Tom because she's not the only chick that he's getting nudies from.
Yeah. And everyone's, like, making TikToks of them saying goodbye to their Chinese spy. And,
right, yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but according to Spadil, they make the decision tomorrow.
But this is what I don't understand. Yeah. It seems like such a easy thing to copy. You know, this. I mean, like, it seems like such an easy format. I don't know anything about my kid's a computer engineering guy, right? But it just seems like something so easy to copy and call it, like, TikTok.
Well, they have one called Red Note.
Well, that's Chinese, too.
That's straight,
I know, but that's the one they say people are jumping to.
I know. Well, it's a Reddit thing that people are doing.
It's like a movement.
Yeah, for protesting.
Yeah.
But no, I'm in the United States. It seems like there's a programmer that could just make it and call it TikTok and go, hey, everybody jump over here.
And have it ready on January 19th.
Like, but it just seems easy.
There's also a congressman in Massachusetts. He actually spoke at the Senate yesterday night. And he's pushing for a movement to extend the ban to 270 days so that we can actually work it out. Have time to
build something? Because it seems like you could build it out pretty easy.
You would think so.
Right?
That it could be copied.
Yeah.
You would think it already had been copied, you know?
And see,
but Reels is kind of a copy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reels?
I mean, that's pretty much the same thing.
It doesn't. Right? No, it's not. Because it doesn't offer, like, the store and all the things like that.
I mean,
that.
TikTok's revolutionary. Yeah. It really is.
And doesn't, I mean, it's just Reels.
Instagram doesn't have, like, a straight store, no. They just have the advertisements to you. Right. Yeah,
I mean, it's still, you know, it's just little bitty. It's not like it, in my opinion. Because on TikTok, you can go and buy what you see.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's there, then it's like, click the link, and then I can go buy it.
It's so easy. I was just thinking, like, you scroll through, it's kind of all,
I don't know. It just seems, but then we have this problem because remember on Saturday, a group called, like, I don't know what they were called, but there's something like something St. Patrick's-y. But anyway, they are the ones that created that huge drive for all the water and food and everything off of TikTok. It was their TikTok video. They brought everybody together in California in that parking lot to give everybody food, water, clothing, toilet paper, anything they needed.
Yeah, that's when these social media platforms actually are good for everybody, okay? Yeah. When they can do something
Agreed.
Like that.
Yeah, so.
Some of the crazy videos, not so much.
I love those videos.
But some of the other stuff, I don't watch it. I don't really play with the TikTok, so it doesn't really matter one way or the other.
When a dog is sad about not eating bacon, come on.
All right, I guess we find out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Find out tomorrow.
The Supreme Court wants, yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash, next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I got my face resurfaced on Friday. Somebody said, what, like asphalt? I go, yeah, they just take off the first layer and then they resurface. Oh my God. And it's so it's already so dry out, right? And then what they do is I like it. But anyway, and so it's, I feel like if I smile, my whole face is just going to like go to dust on the floor. Doesn't it feel so dry right now?
Yeah, it does.
Oh my God. Yeah. And get out your humidifiers. You're going to need it because everybody's cranking up their heat and all that, and it just dries you out.
And everything I touch, I'm shocking myself.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes it's like literally enough that you think it changes your heartbeat.
I know.
It like, oh God. All right, anyway, let's see here. I don't know how they're going to deal with this on 16th Street Mall. They're saying Starbucks now is implementing a new policy. They used to have a policy where everybody could come and gather and you didn't have to spend any money. And when we were on at the Starbucks at 16th Street Mall, there was literally homeless people just with keyboards. They didn't even have a computer screen, and they were just sitting there, just typing nothing, just acting like
they were working.
They were working. Yeah, I was like, he doesn't have it plugged into anything. They said they're gonna ask patrons to leave now, because before you could work there and sip on a coffee or whatever for hours, but now they're saying that they need to prioritize people that are actually paying customers that want to just drink one cup of coffee or and leave. But I feel sorry for those people working at Starbucks. At 16th Street, because I don't know how they're going to kick them out of there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't shut that one down
some point. Yeah, that's
because
a scary
you
one.
Can't implement this policy, first of all, and then it's going to it's going to come back on you as protesters or whatever, that you're not allowing people in there like that. They may have to shut that one down, because they have shut down some other locations in cities.
Starbucks yesterday said it was reversing a policy that invited everyone into its store. A new code of conduct also bans discrimination or harassment, consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. A Starbucks spokesperson says the new rules are designed to help prioritize paying customers. Most other retailers already have similar rules. The code of conduct warns that violators will be asked to leave and says that the store can call law enforcement if necessary. Oh God, poor Denver PD. They're like, yeah. Oh, we gotta go to Starbucks again. Oh, Roy's in there acting like he's typing something. It's so weird. It's not plugged into anything. Let's see here. Caitlin Clark has a stalker. A 55-year-old Texas man has been charged with stalking Caitlin Clark after the basketball star told police she received messages that left her feeling terrorized. She actually changed her appearance and the way she moved around town. The guy, after he was arrested, he said, I'm just in an imaginary relationship with her. It's not real.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's a little scary, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. He said, listen, it's just a fantasy type thing. It's just imaginary. It's a joke. It's nothing to do with threatening. I'm not threatening her. I just wanted to pretend that we were in love.
Wow.
Okay, dude.
All right.
Todd Chrisley. You guys know him as Todd and Julie Chrisley's son, Todd Chrisley. He was on Chrisley Knows Best for quite a while. Well, I guess, not Todd, Chase, the son. His name is Chase. Chase Chrisley. You know him because he was on the Chrisley Knows Best with Todd and Julie. Anyway, Chase was at a sports bar in Atlanta. Twin Peaks, your favorite.
Yeah, I love
that
place.
Yeah, you love Twin Peaks. BJ likes to go see the pregnant women that work there.
On bikini day. That's what I went.
Do you want to tell that story again?
Yeah, we went to bikini day. They have bikini day down at the Twin Peaks, right?
Yeah.
So we go down there, me, my friend Paul, we go down there and we're going to have lunch and get the bikini waitress, right? Yeah. It doesn't sound creepy at all.
No.
No, not at all. So we get down there and guess what? We get the lady that's pregnant. 8 months pregnant.
Full blown.
She waits on us in a bikini.
And she told them anytime she's expecting. Anytime.
Killed the moment. Killed the moment. Quick lunch, out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you had that like weird fetish.
Okay. All right, so we stuck around for the afternoon. Big deal. Big deal.
No judging. Anyway, yeah, so he was charged with slapping... I guess the manager said that he was too drunk. Did we ever find the 911 call?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, here it is.
Do not touch me. Do not touch me. It's a business. It's Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Brandon Nash. Do not touch me.
I don't have to touch you.
Do not touch me.
I don't have to touch you.
There's a guest I'm trying to ask to leave politely. He's being a little aggressive. And he actually assaulted me with his hand in the chair.
I assaulted you.
Now he's in my face. All right.
Okay.
He did, unfortunately. I didn't leave. I don't want anything but him to go.
Okay, one moment.
He just slapped me in the face again.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can hear him in the background. Oh, boy. Like, they need more trouble in that family.
Yeah, that audio is going to work against you in court.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Big time. Wow.
Get him form a sentence. Yeah, so they don't need any more trouble, but I guess they got it.
Mom and Dad are in the big house, man. They're in prison.
Yeah, because they took $30 million in loans that they were not qualified to have. And they also were charged with tax evasion because they didn't declare their income. So, yeah, that's a real neat family got there.
Jeez.
You know, and it's funny because on Chrisley Knows Best, they're just like God loving people and their family, and they all talk like this, and they love Jesus, you know. Yeah. And they're good people, good folks.
Don't they have a daughter too?
They do.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is she in jail too?
No, she's watching the little kids.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she helps.
She's caretaker for them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of a sad situation for her.
No kidding.
He bailed out, though, for $10,000, I guess. Did I mention that we need to apologize to Carson?
No, you did not.
For what?
Oh, I guess, well, remember when, like, well, it's mostly me. I need to mostly do the apology because I rolled my eyes. You guys couldn't see that. I was like, oh, my God, like that. You did hear that. I'm like, did you even watch it? You know, I went on and on and on. So Carson said, well, BJ's like, isn't Demi Moore in Landman? And then Carson's like, no, I don't think so. And then BJ's like, aha, yes, he is. She is. And then Carson's like, I don't think I've seen her. And then that's when I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I saw some reports of people raving about her performance in there.
Yeah. And so here's what my friend group said. I heard you guys talking about Carson not knowing if Demi Moore was in Landman. Guess what? She is in it. And I didn't recognize her either. I'm finishing Landman, and to be fair, yes, Demi Moore said very little until these last couple episodes, and she's very, very hard to recognize.
Thank you.
And then Taya wrote, totally agree, Tina. I have watched two episodes. I still have two episodes to watch, probably tomorrow.
And I think it was one of those things where they're right. She's not really prominent until the Big Boss Man's in the hospital. That's when we see a lot of her.
Are you giving away something?
No.
Okay.
No, but I think the problem is that I haven't really seen Demi do a lot of work lately, so out of sight, out of mind for me. It didn't even occur to me that that was her.
Is she like toned down too? Is it like a...
She doesn't, like, there are a couple scenes when she's like getting out of the pool and stuff where she doesn't have makeup on. But yeah, it's very quick interaction in the scenes too.
Yeah. So my apologies, Carson.
Well, sorry about that. I accept.
Because I went like this.
It is a great
show.
Did
you even watch it?
You accused him. Yeah, you accused him of not watching it.
I just said that. Yeah. I covered all that. Thank you, though.
You guys should watch it, though.
Anyway, there you go. Tell the trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. Going to be cold for the weekend. So gear up for that. Back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Everybody's really, really sad about that restaurant up at Johnson's Corner, which is going away.
I thought they were sad about this freaking song we're playing.
Well, that's sad, too. Well, it fits the mom. That's what reminded me of the restaurant
closing.
Oh,
it did? Okay.
Yeah, when I'm listening to that. Yeah, that place up there next to Bucky's that has the cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're closing up the restaurant part of the program.
Oh, no. Because remember, our bus driver got a cinnamon roll from there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that's how I had one. Yeah. They've been around for 70 years.
Well, they're still going to have the cinnamon rolls.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Oh, okay. They've got the bakery thing going. Mm-hmm. They're just closing up the restaurant part, and they sold it out to somebody else.
Is it because the brisket at Bucky's is better or something?
I think Bucky's, the old beaver buried him.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe the beaver buried him.
I think the beaver did.
I've heard many a man say that.
That's a mean beaver up there, man. He'll take you down in a heartbeat.
Right?
All right, there's a TV show on TLC called Tourette's Girl.
Yeah.
Her name is Baylen Dupree. Okay.
This is very interesting. You know, my girlfriend's daughter had Tourette's, and it's really interesting because I mean it just came on.
I've never met anyone with Tourette's.
She still has a little bitty tick, just a teeny one, but she doesn't yell out anymore. But
and by the way, that's what they call it, a tick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting. I mean, she was just in junior high, and all of a sudden she had it, and they said it was from stress.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels, I don't want to be mean about it, but it feels fake.
Well, they said that about somebody else somebody was interviewing, but because it's so bizarre.
And I know it's not.
It's
and
not.
I know
yeah.
it's not. I'm
it's
not saying
so
that
bizarre.
It is. I'm saying it feels that way when you watch it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because I watched this video of this girl yesterday, and it looks fake to me, but it's
her
not.
Her type is supposed to be super rare. Like, just the, a lot of them just usually have tics where they're, like, moving their neck or their hands or something.
Yeah.
But the cursing one that she has where they actually yell words out is supposed to be, like, more rare than just regular Tourette's.
And that's what my girlfriend, she, like I said, she was in junior high, but now she now she's older and she's an adult. And now she just does a weird thing with her right eye. Like, she just,
yeah.
she just, like, a little blink or whatever. But here's the thing. They say, and I don't know if this is true or not, and this is why I'm not going to watch the show. It does look intriguing. That you can catch it.
No.
That's what they're saying, is if you, like, you can, it can get in your brain. And
really?
Like, yeah, yep.
Well, so if you see it enough, then yep, you might
yep,
imitate
yep.
it. Wow.
I think there's something to that. Because,
right. yep.
because I know working with somebody, you can watch their, you know, habits or whatnot and pick them up.
Right.
You can do that.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
Because I know sometimes I say whatnot.
Whatnot?
Yeah. That's your go-to word. And I find
whatnot.
Myself saying,
or whatnot.
Or whatnot. Like, yeah. it's an easy, like, I like saying, or whatnot, because then it just makes it, I can stop the conversation, or whatnot, you know. No, but it's like your go word. I'm not saying it as a slam.
I know that.
It's
I know,
just
I'm
I
just
accidentally
saying.
Picked it up.
I've never picked up on it. So,
oh,
but you
don't?
Picked up on it before me. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to this off air first because Spadil says she cusses a lot.
A little bit,
I just
yeah.
want to make sure.
yeah,
just,
a little bit.
All right, we'll do the Tourette's. We'll play the Tourette's audio
well,
for you.
Should we? We might give people it. Oh, no.
It could trigger something.
What?
Yeah, I don't care. if you show up at work this morning with Tourette's, go ahead and blame us. I don't care. We'll play next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
And that girl can sing. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, no, that sounded like I had Tourette's.
you did. All right, we'll play the Tourette's first, and then we'll go into you getting that robe.
I'm telling you,
I think
the
that's a great idea.
Secret.
I brought something up off air, and then it led to Jamie, what uh-huh. she was able to do over the weekend.
Yep.
Was it this past weekend? Maybe a couple of weeks. Doesn't
Two
matter.
Weeks ago.
All right, here's the Tourette's girl, okay? This girl is on TLC. Mm-hmm. She's got Tourette's, and they're making a show about it. Now, I've never known anyone with Tourette's, but I guess you just blurt whatever. It's a tick, right?
Well, it's funny. Well, it's like, you know how, well, one of her examples was, and I thought it was fun. She's like, that guy needs to get out of my way. That guy needs to move. And they're like, why? Why is the cameraman bothering you? And she said, well, because when I see bald people, I need to tell them that they're bald. So,
oh.
it's like, yeah. So it's like things like almost where, you know, you and I would know to hold it in
yeah.
and not say it. But she's like, you're bald.
She's got the urge, yeah.
Yeah.
I need
well,
to.
Well, she has the urge and she has to say it.
Yeah. She has to say it. Her mind won't let her not
yeah,
say it.
Yeah, she says it's
yeah.
a release.
Yeah.
So it gets in her head so much that she has to blurt it out and then she feels better that she said it because it's a release.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel that way about gambling on ball games, too.
What do you mean?
It's a release. Once I get it in my head that I need to
that
take
need
this particular
game?
Team yeah. on, you know, tonight's game, for example,
yeah.
I can't get it out of my head. I got to do it.
You have a lot in common
it.
With her.
I do. Well, I thought of you, actually, when I saw this video, okay? Because
oh.
she has this fascination with having to blurt out the word wiener.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. I am a fan of that.
All right, here we go. This is Tourette's Girl. It's a TV show coming to TLC.
My name is Balin. I'm 21 years old. Tourette syndrome. In a little baby weenie. Spotted alone in a safari. An itchy baby weenie. Woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. Sorry, I'm excited. Off. Off. Tourette syndrome is a neurological involuntary motor and vocal disorder that is chronic. Chronic. Slap that wiener. Rap that wiener. Tap that wiener. Tourette syndrome causes me to have tics, and tics are sudden twitches, sounds, or movements that I do repetitively. When I get the urge to tic, it feels like my skin is crawling and it's very, very itchy. After I do the tic or release the tic, the urge goes away.
I never thought that they used the word tic like that, though. That's wild.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, it's really sad too, but I feel bad for, I think it's their little brothers in that, and he's just so used to it. It doesn't even faze him. He's not embarrassed or anything. He's like, I just live with it. It's just what happens all the time, and I just live with it. Because the rest of us are shocked when we watch it, but he just, like, it's so matter of fact in his life.
That's wild.
Isn't it? It's really sad, too.
Hit that wiener, slap that wiener, wrap that wiener. What was it she said? That's crazy.
I think you got it.
Yep.
When I get the urge to tick, it feels like my skin is crawling and it's very, very itchy.
Wow. All right. Coming to TLC. I think it's going to be a hit, probably.
Yeah. But what about the thought that you could catch it?
That's kind of,
I mean, I know it's not a virus or anything, but they say like something, if you have that propensity or whatever to, like, you could get it, like, in a weird way. I don't know if this is true or not. It was on the internet, but people are saying be careful because you could start to.
I don't know. Wrap that wiener. I don't know if you could actually, you know, slap that wiener. If it's something you could just pick up on.
You're the worst actor. You're supposed to yell at that wiener. What?
Tap that wiener.
I don't have it down yet.
You're so like a soap opera guy. Like, I don't know if we can slap that wiener.
Slap that wiener.
General Hospital right there. Wiener.
Yeah, right?
All right, so all fair. Yeah. I asked Jamie, I said, you know, it's kind of bizarre. Don't you think it's kind of weird leaving the White House for the last time? You know, Joe Biden is walking out, he and his wife, for the last time this week. But wouldn't you on the way out grab something?
Wouldn't
you take? I mean, Hillary Clinton was accused of taking furniture. She took the couch, took the chair, took the TV. I don't really blame her, to be honest. But wouldn't you grab something on the way out? A bust? Maybe a
bust?
A bust.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Maybe a
That'd
bust.
That'd be a little hard to keep under your arm, though, walk out with a head.
But nobody's watching. I mean, you got to figure the Secret Service is on your side. They know what you're doing. You're not trying to sneak it out. I mean, you're right there at the White House. You're all gated community, right?
Yeah.
So you can just take whatever you want, back the truck up and take it. So I would take like a painting of George Washington.
Nice.
Maybe something, you know,
yeah,
something.
They probably don't have that.
A real,
you know,
keeper.
Accounted for and
yeah,
insured.
They're not going to miss that at all.
Then Jamie told me she got another robe.
Yeah, I said, well, if I was leaving the White House, I would definitely take all the robes because your name's embroidered in it, you know.
You got the presidential seal.
Yeah, what are they going to do with it? I'm going to walk around and still tell my wife, look, bitch, I was the president.
That would be cool.
I'm totally keeping that. So then I told BJ, go, oh, that reminds me. I got another robe. And I was like, it's so easy. It's just so easy. And so we got stuck on I-70. And Ralphie and myself, when we were taking this truck back to college. And I felt like there was some price gouging going on. Not going to lie.
No kidding.
In the mountains with all the hotels.
I guarantee you there was.
Yeah. There was some definite, and I was irritated about it. And so, like, the Super 8 was sold out. Everything was sold out because we were stuck, dead stuck on I-70. So there was one room left at the Ritz-Carlton. Of course there was.
So you got to go there.
You got to go there, but it's thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but you know, need a place.
But still, it's
all you got.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. But it's gouging.
It is. Well, I felt like it was.
Well, that kind of money, I would agree with you.
Yeah, so... Yeah. So I'm irritated that I have to spend this kind of money. And so then as soon as we check into the room, I call. You got to do this, you guys. As soon as I checked in the room, I go, oh, excuse me. I just got into the room and I realized we only have one robe. And she's like, oh my gosh, Miss White, of course, we'll get you another one right away. Boom, got me a free Ritz-Carlton robe.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Got the little crest on it. It's got Ritz-Carlton.
You know, every time you tell this story too.
Gulch.
Yeah. I always forget. So this weekend, when I get out to Vegas, when I get checked into the Circus, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to get me a new Circus robe.
I don't think they have robes there.
Definitely not.
They have bed bugs. You,
you just stated Circus. They have robes, right?
No, they definitely don't have robes. They don't even have like vending machines on the floor near your rooms.
Oh my
god!
They
don't even have ice. It's awful. No ice.
They don't have room service.
No,
get out of here. You're kidding.
Oh my god.
No,
that's bed for yourself. Yeah, right there.
If it's like $5 a night for the room, you think they got any of that?
Well, this is what my son was just mortified. I go, look, first of all, we paid way too much for this room, so they owe us a gift, right? And then I go, and he's like, what if you get busted? I'm like, Do they really think somebody would be that, if you can afford to pay that for the Ritz-Carlton, they think somebody's going to be that pathetic to steal a robe?
No, you're right.
Right? I mean,
yeah, you're under the radar at that point,
exactly.
Aren't you?
Yeah. All those people think they're hoity-toity, so exactly. You would never be such a trailer park person to steal a robe.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Spotted alone in a safari, an itchy baby weenie. Sorry, I'm excited.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ
and Jamie.
Slap that wiener. Wrap that wiener. Tap that wiener.
On Alice 105.9.
Oh, that feels illegal.
Thank you, Spadell. That's perfect.
That feels.
Thanks, Spadell. Thank
like
you.
A that's little perfect. Over yeah. The perfect. Top. Just a little.
Slap it.
Just wrap for it. Me to think do that.
Do it all. Tap it. All right. So why are they so upset with Carrie Underwood? What's going on with her? Is she gonna play?
Yeah,
Trump?
So it says that she decided to sing. Trump asked her to sing or do a performance or whatever at his inauguration.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Anyway, and I guess all her Democratic fans are really pissed off at her.
Because she's going to sing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything gets politicized, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it sure
doesn't
does.
Matter
yeah,
what it
says
is.
Carrie Underwood has confirmed that she'll perform at President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday, January 20th. Following the reports, people tore her apart. I mean, went ballistic on her. And they're never going to go to a concert again. They're
no
never
going
to buy an album again. They're boycotting her. Everything.
Really?
Yeah. So here, she has a statement. Do you want me to read it? What she
yeah,
says?
Okay. Sure.
Here's what she says. She says, quote, "I love our country and I'm honored to have been asked to sing at the inauguration and to be a small part of this historic event. I am humbled to answer the call at a time when we must all come together in the spirit of unity and looking to the future." I like that she didn't say anything political.
Yeah.
You know, she just said, look, they asked me.
But, even if Kamala had won, okay, and let's say Beyonce, I wouldn't look at it like, you know, I'll never listen to a Beyonce song again, or I'll never support her again.
Well, because you're such a big fan of the first place.
I am a big fan. I've been to every Beyonce show that's ever come
to
town.
You're in the beehive, aren't you?
I am part of the beehive. Buzz, buzz. That's her code word to get in when
buzz,
we go to
buzz.
Club meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz, buzz.
And then you got
BJ's at the door.
They let you in?
Yeah. Here's what I'm excited about with the inauguration. Village people.
Yeah.
YMCA, man. Yeah, they're going to be, the village people are playing at the inauguration. Now, I saw them. They played another event down at like that Mar-a-Lago place. They played one just a couple of weeks ago. I will tell you this. They need to upgrade the uniforms because that police uniform starting to look a little small on that dude.
It's a little tight. Okay. It's a little tight.
Yeah, he's still wearing the one from 78.
They said, we are announcing today that the village people have accepted an invitation from President-elect Trump's campaign to participate in the activities, including at least one event with President-elect Trump. So I don't know what that means, the activities. So I don't know if they're actually going to be at the... Like it sounds.
I know
like,
what it means.
Sounds like they're not going to be on the main stage.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a little tight, that cop suit.
I don't get it because he was on TMZ, the cop. He was on TMZ and he, at the beginning, was like going to sue or something.
Yeah, he was real mad when Trump first started using their song.
Yeah, and his wife, I guess, is an attorney, and he said she's looking into it and all this stuff. But now that he went, I guess he's like Mark Zuckerberg. Like,
completely
oh, it's everything's
flipped,
different.
Yeah.
It's called cash.
Yeah.
Cash is key,
that's
right?
True.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, that text is so insulting. Now BJ's got new audio with Wiener in. He's going to play it over and over again. No, I'm not. I'm not a 12-year-old.
Slap that Wiener. Wrap that Wiener. Tap that Wiener. Slap that Wiener. Wrap that Wiener. Slap that Wiener. Slap that. Slap that Wiener. Okay. Wrap that Wiener.
All right. And we laugh.
I like that. I kind of wish I had Tourette's now.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. Don't wish that on anybody. It's so sad.
It's a new show that's coming to TLC.
Yep.
I think I'm going to watch it.
You do?
I think so. Maybe one episode.
Yeah.
Probably grow on you pretty quickly.
I mean, I do respect the fact that she has this debilitating situation and that she's being really open about it. You know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. They'll probably make a Barbie about it now.
I just saw on one of my feeds here with X, that the winds have really kicked up in the last 30 minutes in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're saying they've really reached some really strong winds out there.
I just wanted to give everybody an update this morning, too, on I-70 East. I-70 Eastbound is going to be closed at 9 a.m. for at least 6 hours. Again, it's I-70 East. Now, let me tell you where. At exit 180, so up in Vail, right? I think that's right around Vail. I guess there was a big accident a while back, and it's kind of a little bit, you know, like all on the side of the road, and they have to clean it up, but they need to close the road to do that.
For 6 hours.
For 6 hours. So they'll take you through a night. If you have to go up to Vail, it takes you, the detour is 90 minutes, and it takes you through Leadville. But look, you can stop and make an appointment and get one of those, what is it? Mezudi? One of those shirts.
I don't know.
Yeah, remember I told. Yeah, we've
it's
talked about
Melanzana.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've talked about it before. You
what
have
is
to,
that?
It's this custom clothing company.
Oh.
And you have to make an appointment, and you can only get one item per person.
Mm-hmm. That's in where?
In Leadville. Yeah,
I do remember that.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful drive for a detour.
You probably didn't, but I wore that like green and blue that was blocked off. It was like kind of a warm and fuzzy one. That's from there.
I don't remember your warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, it was blue in the middle and green arms.
Yeah.
It was
green arms?
Yeah, I had green arms. And it was a what's
Melanzana.
That's a really hard name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to book an appointment to go buy stuff there.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Jamie said that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But thanks for reiterating.
Yeah. Second time I heard it.
Yeah. But hey, just the whole thing, I-70 around Vail. Eastbound.
Green arms.
Just
in case you hear that part?
Green arms.
She walked here with green arms one day.
You had green arms?
Did you see that shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the shirt.
By the way, speaking of which.
BJ doesn't remember the shirt.
I don't remember the shirt.
I wore it 2 days ago or something.
They have a really unique color palette up at Melanzana.
Montezuma? What was it called again?
Melanzana.
Oh,
yeah.
Montezuma.
They do like blocking. Remember when Garth Brooks used to wear those button-down shirts and one side was red and one side was blue?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Bit of fleece.
Hey, speaking of arms, her green arms, your tat looks good, Spadil.
Oh, thank you.
No one else got a tattoo, and it turned out really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super happy with it.
I'm with Jamie. I was expecting something really goofy.
I thought it was going to be like Rem and Stimpy or something,
Yeah.
Because the way you said it was going to be a cartoon character.
Yeah.
But instead, I don't know how to explain this. What's that cartoon that's like that volleyball with that guy with the fire coming out of it? It's like a volleyball or a basketball. And he's like coming out of it. Do you guys kind of remember that a little bit? No? Okay, fine.
I can.
You mean Wilson?
That was what I thought of too.
Yeah. Did he ever have fire coming
Tom
out of
Tom Hanks?
Him?
No,
well, that's from fire hair.
Yeah.
It was a volleyball, remember? Maybe
that's what it looks like.
He was stuck
on
that island.
He has Wilson on his
arm. Yeah, he's got Wilson.
Yeah, like it's more realistic.
That is. Yeah. Uh-huh. It kind of looks like Wilson. She's onto something there. Yeah, I think I'll go get a Wilson. It's a great idea.
You love volleyball.
Tattoo looks good.
Yeah, it does.
Spadil went out. How many hours did that take?
I was there from 1 p.m. to 8:30, and my total needle time was like 5 hours and 15 minutes.
Why don't you put it on Facebook?
Okay.
Yeah.
Stick it does look there. Good.
Take a picture of it, but what'd that cost you? Because that looks expensive.
Well, I actually got really lucky. The character that I picked, that series, for whatever reason, had $100 off, so I got a $100 discount.
There's coupons for tattoo artists?
What? No, this show is like kind of new, and she wanted to tattoo someone from that show, so she offered a discount for people who chose people from that show.
I don't know.
Anyway, it was $650, and then I gave her a $100 tip.
Well, I don't know, but to me, it just seems like it's bizarre to get a discount on a tattoo. That's like me looking for a discount for, like, a heart replacement.
Well, she still has the discount going if you want to get a Dan-to-Dan tattoo.
But you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
But like, for, you know, maybe like you're getting laser treatment for my eyes or something. I'm looking for the cheapest plan out there.
It's,
you know what I mean?
You don't want it,
yeah. I don't know if I want to go that route. But it looks good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Looks good. Yeah. We should put it on Facebook.
Did it hurt?
No.
Oh, it didn't?
Yeah,
oh,
that's fine.
Okay. It's big.
It looks painful.
I know.
BJ and Jamie.
That's why he's in such a bad mood all the time.
I know, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's totally bitching when I'm there alone, but when these other people go there, not so much. You know what I'm saying?
That's Carson. Only insert the F word about 15 times.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's what he's saying.
This is my nightmare. I'm a fitness buff, and all these newbies in January are driving me bat poo.
No, seriously, it's terrible.
It is terrible, actually.
Oh,
thank
God.
You. Yeah. Now I got back.
Here comes his,
No, it's a zoo. No matter what time you go, it's a zoo. There's people all over the place.
And I know what you mean, bro.
And they're not even working out. They're there to make themselves feel better about being there, but they don't actually work out.
Yeah.
They just take up all the machines for
or
people
they're
that
there
are working
not,
out.
Like he's saying, not working out. They're there with someone who is working out, and they're just like staring at their phone, and they're slowing down the person who's working out because they all want to sit there and talk because they're friends, and then you can't get on the machine.
Yes.
And then what about this? And then they don't even know how to wipe down the machines. Oh, my God.
Dude, that too. It's gross.
But no, you've been working out for 2 years.
Four.
I expected you to have more muscles than what you have.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm
you're
a lot
doing
stronger
okay.
than I look, but yeah, I expected to look stronger than
really,
I am.
You're not really toned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
I mean,
fair.
You are, but you're not, like, muscle-bound toned.
Right.
He's not on steroids.
Not yet.
Yeah. No, but you
not yet.
4 years. He does take quite a few supplements, though.
Yeah.
Stuff to beef him up just a little
well,
bit.
Well, just protein and creatine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gain that weight.
And I did peptides for a little bit, but that didn't really do anything, so.
Well, and I think he doesn't eat great.
No, my diet's awful. I'm really good at hitting my protein every day, but everything else not,
nutrition
not good.
Is key.
Do you guys see that 2 tablespoons, just 2 tablespoons of ketchup is equivalent to a glazed donut?
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's
really?
Crazy.
It has so much sugar in it, it's nuts.
And I love ketchup.
I know, I
you
know.
Have like well-defined blubber.
Blubber? Yeah. Yeah.
Well-defined blubbers.
That's fine.
The way I describe it.
How do you know? I've never seen him naked. I wouldn't know where his blubber
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
well, look,
have you
he's
seen
wearing
him
a
the
muscle
shirt,
shirt today.
Yeah,
I can see all kinds of underarm bubble. Bubble.
It doesn't have any blubber.
It does.
No, he doesn't.
Look at him.
That's
what
a, you, that's a tricep, bro.
He has a muscle.
That's a muscle.
Why is it flopping like that?
It's not
that's like a fish out of water.
There's,
what do you
there's
mean?
No, there's no, no. Listen, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You have no blubber on your arms.
I just like how you guys are complaining about the gym and how crowded it is.
Well, okay,
all.
So it is actually a thing. Let me just read this. It says, gyms across the America, people are holding their breath for the end of January rush. It says that most fitness buffs can't wait for January to end when most people break their New Year's resolution.
I can see that.
It says, it's not just blah, blah, blah. It says, newcomers often don't wipe their sweat off the machines when they finish. They don't use a towel to lay down on a machine. And it says, some of them even unplug a treadmill or use the emergency stop button to end their session.
Yeah, because that's why? Because they go to the gym for a month every single year, and that's all they do is a month, and then they don't know what gym etiquette is.
Right, and they don't know how to rotate you in, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like just even work in, you know, like or just
well, that was the word rotated you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you kind of blame the gym though, in a way?
Why?
Wow.
Not really.
They're a business. They're just trying to make money.
No, but they're overselling it. But they're overselling it for the month of January.
How can you predict who's going to show up when, though? I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying they have all these newcomers in January.
But it's kind of smart on their part because there's a lot of people that have gym memberships. They'll go for a month and then they'll keep paying for it on and on and on.
Yeah,
and
my name's Jamie.
Like that's Planet Fitness's whole thing.
I was gonna point that out. But.
Remember, I went to Pilates for like 2 months and then I kept paying for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back. I swear to God.
They thank you for your business.
I know, right? I do have intentions. I'm going to go back.
I think a lot of people have the intentions.
Yeah.
People that join.
But it's just so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been over there before where you just stand around.
Yeah.
Check your phone.
See, you're the problem.
Maybe bend over, do a little stretch here and there, and then hit the door.
It was funny. Remember when I got that personal trainer that ripped me off or whatever? That guy, he didn't even train me. He would like push the treadmill. He'd be like, you need to be on this for 20 minutes. And then he'd just sit there on his phone.
Really?
Like, why am I paying you?
I can look this up myself.
You got to have somebody to push buttons for you.
But here's the thing is, I mean, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm going to sound really mean. You know, Powerball Pete has gone to the gym for, 6 years?
You can't tell
a while.
I know. That's the thing. That, what, I mean,
I think he's just walking around and listening to the show and checking out the girls at the gym.
He loves, and I feel like he loves talking to people. Like, hey, you know, asking them how their day is and stuff like that. So he's
I think he looks great. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
He does it to get out of the house.
Oh, he's a perfect American male, man. What are you talking about?
A specimen.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we received a package. I thought I'd read the note they sent us.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Shelby and the team over there at E470. Now, I know what you're thinking. E470? Sending a package.
Well, here's
swag?
What? Here's what happened. You said, have you ever had good customer service in your life? Because you said you've never had any good customer service. I said, actually, the staff at E470, I know it sounds shocking. You guys, they're the nicest people on the planet. I got on the phone. I had this whole thing with it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And Carson, you were here too. And the lady was just, she was just so nice. Yeah. And I was like, she's not. I mean, this is normal because usually you get either you can chat on a bot, right? You don't get real people, or maybe they're in a different country and they can't quite understand you and you can't understand them. These people are literally down the street and they're real nice.
And she was going above and beyond to help you out.
It was really good.
Jamie has said this several times. This is not the first time, just a couple of days ago. You've said this several times. And Jamie knows because Jamie is delinquent on a lot of bills.
All bills.
Okay. And so she deals with a lot of customer service.
I do.
If anybody knows customer service, it's Jamie White.
You know who the worst one is? Out of everybody, if I can name every company on the planet.
Water.
No. IRS.
Crap. IRS.
The most
unhelpful
bastards on the planet.
And they're proud of it.
Oh, my God.
They are.
Left Tony and I. Tony was my CPA, remember? Yeah. And they left us on hold. We sat there in the conference room for 3 hours, and then they hit 5 o'clock their time, and they just hung up.
Oh, my God.
You know, that is so rude. But the IRS doesn't care.
They don't care.
They don't have to have good customer service. No. It doesn't matter.
And then one time we were on hold because he's like, hey, she had this company that she closed down, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, you're in the wrong department. Let me transfer you. Dial tone.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
This all started because we drove up to a pharmacy here in town, my wife and I, and 6 o'clock they closed, right?
Yep.
We're in line at 5:58.
Mm-hmm.
We're there before closing. But the car in front of us gets waited on. We get to the window. Boom. Shuts the window. She even says to us, we're closed. By state law, we're not allowed to sell you anything after closing time.
Really? I believe there's 24-hour pharmacies.
But I could get out of the car and go in.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's weird.
At the window, we're not allowed to sell, which we, you know, the drive-thru closes. Oh. We're not allowed.
Oh. Yeah.
But so anyway, complained about that. Here's the note that we got from E470 here. BJ and Jamie, thank you so much for the shout-out. You guys, kind words about our customer service made our month. We couldn't resist sending you a little something to show our appreciation. Consider it a small token of thanks from some of your biggest fans of your show. Keep being amazing and let us know if there's anything we can do to return the favor.
Yes, there is.
And let me finish.
Okay.
One more thing.
Okay.
That's from Shelby, the E470 team. She writes, warmly, Shelby Costello. Man, you know a good PR system.
Yeah.
When they're writing the word warmly at the end, that's nice. That's
so
really
if
nice.
She could, she said, is there anything that we could do? If she could go into my account and just go ahead and block out those charges, then
drop that down to zero.
Because I haven't got my little beacon thing, you know?
Transponder.
Yeah, transponder when I got a new car. And so if she could just go ahead and knock those out, that'd be great.
I'm sure she will. If I were you, I'd just ignore it.
Right?
Yeah.
Just don't pay it.
Okay, because I'm sure after hearing this, she's going to take care of that.
Well, it's funny
because
they send you different color envelopes. Like at first it's white, then it's yellow that you haven't paid. Now I'm up to pink.
Oh,
okay.
I bet you red's next. Red's going to be next,
Then collections.
Shelby knows what to do. She'll care of it. And some of the swag they sent over, did you know they have E470 underwear?
I did not know that you could print E470 on so many things.
All
I mean, when our boss held up the underwear, I was like, Wait a minute. They have E470 underwear?
Yes, they do.
That is insane.
Yeah. And on the back of my underwear, right now it says pay your tolls.
Yeah, but it only says T and then LLS on the other side.
Pretty cool, huh? They're so clever.
And they really
They're
are.
They're so clever over there. By the way, I get it.
Yeah,
I get
okay,
it.
T-O-T. Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I hate it when we receive a troubling text.
Oh, no.
By the way, the Berg Simpson text line is 303-22-ALICE. We changed it over. In case you don't know, the Berg Simpson text line is 303-222-5423. Yes, I know that's our request line, but it's also now our text line. So again, it's 303-22-ALICE, the Berg Simpson text line. Okay. It says, hi. I have to say that the morning show appears to be having a rough start to the new year.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean rough?
I personally am not hearing much of the morning show anymore.
No kidding.
Were you guys told to play a lot more music? Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I enjoy the music. But when I tune in to listen to an actual morning show, I expect to hear more of the show and less of the music. Mm. Like it used to be in the past.
It's all the same.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we're not playing more music.
I don't. That one time you had to take a dookie, you played three in a row.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Well, I've not been eating good.
That's so if you're hearing a three in a row, that's dookie time.
Yeah. I've been eating a lot of donuts lately.
Oh, you have?
Really?
Oh, is that the new go-to?
Yeah.
I thought we were...
Do you know we have a shortage of donuts?
What?
Yeah, Dunkin'.
Did you see that?
Yep.
What happened?
I don't know. How do you have a shortage of donuts?
I don't know, and it's especially the locations in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts says they have a shortage.
I did not know this.
Yeah, there's a...
You know, it's funny, because that's one thing I have never gone to just go buy.
Donuts?
Donuts, really?
Yeah. It's not in my, like, wheelhouse of, like, no. I'm going to go pick up some donuts.
I'm with you. I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. I don't go to Krispy Kreme. I don't go to any of the donut places. If I get donuts, I usually just get them at the grocery store.
Mm. I've never been through a Krispy Kreme. I think it'd be scary.
Oh.
Because I don't know how you do it, because, like, I would never want a half a dozen or a dozen. So I'd be like,
yeah.
I'd like one donut. Can you order one donut?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, you can. Well, I mean, if you really want
to. I would have a difficult time coming up with all the different ones that are available. Like, I want a chocolate covered, then add the sprinkles with that one, then put a twister in there for me.
Oh,
you know, all the names.
To build it?
Yeah.
I get
you
got to
build
it.
A dozen. Yeah. I'd be more, I guess, terrified, and I would just go with, give me a dozen of glaze. Just go with glaze, all of them.
It is overwhelming when you pull up to the drive-through window or the order screen, and all those donuts, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many.
So
what
many.
Do I do?
Yeah, I get it. I've never been there, but I mean, I just don't know. I don't
How do you have a shortage of donuts?
It doesn't make any sense. It's the easiest thing to make. It's batter, and you deep fry it.
Yeah, wouldn't you say that we have a shortage of flour? We have a shortage of eggs. We have a shortage of
Maybe it's
chocolate.
The eggs.
No, they're saying it's got nothing to do with eggs. They're just saying a shortage of donuts.
What do you see there, Schmidl? What do you got on the latest? Let's go live to our live action news team. We got Schmidl on the ground in front of Dunkin' Donuts. Go ahead, Schmidl.
They're just posting signs out there that say, due to a donut manufacturing error, we currently do not have your favorite donuts. We apologize for this inconvenience.
Yeah, it's
thanks
not
for
eggs.
That report. We appreciate it. Go back to the studio.
Thanks, Duncan.
So maybe so I guess their supply chain, somebody like put some salt in it instead of flour. And screwed up the whole order. Maybe something.
I don't know.
They did say that the donut shortage should be done by tomorrow.
I wonder if Ben Affleck is just like freaking out without his Dunkin' Donuts. Because there's a whole Dunkin' Donuts commercials that he did.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe.
All right, anyway, Colorado Candy Company, speaking of sweet treats, they're having a contest to come up with a new flavor.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're having. I posted it on our Facebook page. I was thinking lemonade and cotton candy. A combo.
That might be good.
That might be good, right?
Yeah. Sweet and sour.
Yeah. So there's some rules and stuff, but so if you want to participate in that, feel free. Because I feel like everybody wants to answer that question. Because I know you're thinking of something. What is it?
Yeah, I don't have anything in mind. But that's a good one, the cotton candy.
Yeah.
What about you, Carson? Okay, maybe I was wrong. Nobody has one.
Well, I'm just thinking of all the
combos. I just thought you'd already had one. What about you? What's your name?
How about grape and like tiger blood flavor? Like a snow cone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Hey, that was good.
It was good.
Yeah,
Here's the deal. I guess Twitch. You guys remember Twitch from the Ellen Show?
Yeah.
Well, this has really gotten weird. So Twitch's wife, Widow, Twitch's widow, has written a book now. And people are really, really, really upset with her. Because it's been, a couple of years, right, that he took his own life?
Yeah.
And now she's come out with this book. And she's just talking about me, which is her. And she's talking about everything that she had to go through and that he used drugs and all this stuff. And all of us want to remember Twitch as we remember him, which is a fun, loving, amazing talent, a great dancer, you know, just loved his family and all this. And none of us understand what she's doing right now.
What is it that she was doing prior to his death? She was a dancer. She was a dancer?
Yeah. Okay. But she didn't get the notoriety. I think she was on So You Think You Can Dance or whatever. She didn't get the notoriety that he did. And so all of us are like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get it either because, I mean, the guy, I mean, obviously he was troubled, right? Yeah. He took his own life. And then for her to come out and say all these things, it just doesn't make sense.
I know. So here is an E! News report about it.
Sounds greedy, doesn't it?
I agree.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to play something here.
Yeah, number one.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, it's fine.
Sorry about that. Number one. Here it is.
Steven Twitch boss's wife, Allison Holker, responding to backlash over revealing her late husband's secret drug battle after many accused her of using his story for a paycheck with her upcoming memoir, This Far.
I realized Steven had addiction problems.
The mom of three opening up about the revelation in an interview with People.
He was wrestling with a lot inside himself, and he was trying to self-medicate and cope with all those feelings because he didn't want to put it on anyone. Because he loved everyone so much, he didn't want other people to take on his pain.
And after all the criticism, Allison's speaking out. On her Instagram story, she says her intention is to help other people so they can catch some of the red flags that I missed before it's too late.
I don't know. I don't get why now.
It has gotten really ugly with his family. His family is going after her. Oh,
they're mad. They're so mad. I agree with them.
Yep.
We all know Twitch as, I mean, the most, like, I loved him. I don't need to know this. There's no reason for me to know this.
Well, and also another twist on it is that his family saying, actually, he didn't have a problem.
You did. Yeah. Why would you put your family, his family through this pain? And your own children are going to read
this
now.
That's the thing, the kids, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, this is so self-absorbed behavior, you know?
And not only that, you go about it as in you're trying to help. But really all you're doing is slabbing and making, you know, that person look bad. But you're trying to portray it as, I just want other people to realize that if they're in this situation, that there's a way to get help. It's like, just stop.
Obviously, there wasn't for him, right? You didn't help him at all.
Didn't help him at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
So, I don't know. Okay, I have the best gossip at all. Oh, my God, you're not going to believe this.
What's that?
This is just something that I figured out myself, okay?
No kidding.
This is my own gossip.
All right,
this is self-created gossip. All right, you ready? All right. Okay, so remember yesterday I was reading that Justin Bieber is going to start making new music and create a new album because they said for financial reasons?
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is.
What? The baby?
No, it's Benny.
Benny?
Oh.
Listen, this is my theory. This is my love.
Benny, saving my Blanco,
savior.
Blanco guy.
All the devil. This is my. What's that song? This is my. What's that song? That Christian song? This is my. This is my.
I don't know.
Anyway, I used to sing it in church.
This is my story?
This is my story. This is my
song.
Saving my, something my savior all the day long.
Google's awesome.
Did you go to church? Spadell?
I've never been to a church in my life.
I really like to sing that song because I felt like I was like a professional. Anyway, all right, going back.
All right, what's your theory?
My theory is this. Selena Gomez, which was at one point Justin Bieber's love of his life, and we feel like he's dropped some hints that he's a little jealous about the engagement and all that.
Yeah.
Benny, $1.2 billion.
Woo! Oh, yeah. So Justin,
yep.
He must reach that plateau of being a billionaire,
yep,
in order to impress.
Because Justin has a measly 200 or 300 million, and Benny has $1.2 billion.
Yeah, the Biebs got to step up his game.
They're both billionaires, right? Selena and Benny.
I think she might.
Yeah, because she has her makeup.
And
yes.
So now Haley's not really a billionaire. Justin has a measly 200 million. Ew.
So now Selena and Benny are the power couple.
Yeah, they're like the white Beyonce and what's his name?
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the white people of that power.
Yeah,
man.
It makes sense.
Yep.
Because you got one ugly, one good looking.
Yeah. There's a lot of parallels there.
There's a lot of parallels.
There are. Yeah. But I feel bad because now I can't say anything about Benny being ugly.
Why?
Because I guess it's really hurt his feelings that people are saying that he's...
Oh, you're not the first to tell him that.
But I guess he says that, like, people literally are just saying, like, dude, have you seen you?
Yeah.
Oh!
And so I don't ever want to be that person.
Like a, he looks like a gopher.
Oh.
Yeah, like a gopher with like an ogre kind of combined.
Yeah, a hairy caveman.
I think that his talent makes him incredibly attractive. There. I'm not going to bully Benny.
He's a billionaire. Makes him attractive to me. Are you kidding?
Listen, there's not enough money to make Jay-Z attractive. No, but Benny's so, like, he's so cute and funny. And if you watch some of his interviews, because I didn't know how much he wrote for Ed Sheeran, and how this music just comes to him. He just literally can just write it, and he's so talented, and he just picks it out on the piano. He has like an ear for it. He's kind of a savant, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I think that if I had a choice, because you got to figure somewhere down the line, he had a choice, either looks or talent, and he chose talent. You know, maybe when he, you know, before he was born or something like that, you know, those stories. I think if it were me, I'd go with looks. I wouldn't go with the talent part. I think I'd go with looks.
But looks fade, my friend.
Yeah.
I know. But they look good for a while. I wouldn't want to look like Benny.
Is that why you went so young and stuff?
Yeah. That's it.
Are you going to stay with her when she gets old? Like that Ed Sheeran song when her legs don't work like they used to?
Well, I don't know. Well, if the legs don't work, guys, come on.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Come on, man.
I know. I think about it. She'll be just like you. She'll sit right in next to you in a recliner.
Aw, that's adorable.
See, it's kind of
you
can
have matching recliners.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Today is a good day to pack it up and run out to the stock show because admission is free today. For everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it? What do we have on the agenda today?
I don't know if they're going to make any money today. They got the bull riding tonight.
Oh, they do?
And they do have mutton busting
today,
wait
a minute.
I think.
So the bull riding tonight is free? That's pretty cool.
Is that
a hot ticket?
I don't think the bull riding's free. I think admission into the actual facility is free.
Oh, okay.
So you can go see the vendors, the petting zoo, and all that stuff. And
that
like demonstrations.
Right.
But I think that's a separate ticket.
That's a hot ticket, man.
Oh, yeah.
People love the bull riding out there. But the bull riding was last night, tonight, and tomorrow night out at the Western Stock Show. So.
Oh, is that all the stuff that's going on tonight?
They have a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, remember your favorite is going on, I think. Is
what's
this
that?
Today the 14th? Well, he loves those farmyard follies.
Oh, yeah.
That's like some of his best stuff.
And the sheep shearing?
Yeah.
I love the sheep. Mm. Yeah.
You go out there with that tank top on.
Oh, my God.
All those sheep around.
Bad.
You'll have them quiver. They'll quiver in front of you. Yeah.
They'll quiver.
Yeah.
That was a horse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At 2 o'clock, they got the stick horse rodeo. You know I love hobby horsing.
Yeah. So. I don't know how they do that with the kids in school. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, because that's a kid's event. But they do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. And here's one. The hottest lamb. Man.
Oh, yeah.
The lamb showmanship. Then they bring out the hot lambs. Yeah.
Yesterday was sheep shearing. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They have some of that.
Ed Shearing was there.
I'm going home.
So there's a guy they met.
No,
Ted is no, he's no, out of Lyman.
No,
he's a shearer.
There's not a guy.
Ed Shearer was
really,
there.
Really? Show me him. Show me the picture of Ed Shearing.
There was a guy named Ted, and he goes by Ed Shearing.
Show me.
He was there yesterday.
Okay. Oh, goat roping.
Oh,
sorry. I'm reading the lion. Yeah. I love goat roping.
Yeah, you got to buy tickets for the goat roping.
I'm sure
though.
You roped a few goats in your time.
No, they weren't goats at all.
No.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I got to tell you, that Gwen Stefani song might be the best song ever written. I love that record. That's a good song.
Are you saying that because I just said how much I hate that song?
No, okay. I do like it.
Oh, okay.
It reminds me of the old No Doubt stuff.
Okay.
It sounds a lot like that.
Yeah.
Great song, Jamie. Great song. It'll come around to you.
All right.
Yeah.
It'll grow on me like a tumor.
It will. It'll be all over you before you know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you feeling any better? Because I know your face has been bothering you today.
It hasn't bothered me. It's just very tight. So, it just feels tight. It's not like it hurts or anything.
It looks good.
I know, right?
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah, I feel like it is. I feel like.
Yeah, you're coming around.
I'm supermodel.
Yeah.
Almost at supermodel. I mean, I have a little more tweaking and then supermodel.
Midweek, I would say last week, you were looking rough.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad.
Well, yeah.
And then you went in there and got that BBL.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, look at you now.
And I know. I'm
unbelievable.
Right?
Now you got Schmidel. He's screaming to go in there.
I don't know what they can do for him, though. He always goes on my coattails, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. He does.
I kind of do.
Why are you always trying to get all the, freebies?
Well, I just, the thing that she's getting is something that I've wanted for a while, and it just seems like a good opportunity to try to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a weasel in.
Well, because whenever I post pictures of myself on our Facebook page, people always say that I look like I'm like 15 years older than I am. So I feel like if I get my skin kind of treated a little bit, then it'll help.
Yeah, if it works for you, man, that's a sell job.
It really
that's
is.
What you should tell them.
Yeah.
You should say, hey, guys, you got to take me in. If you take me in and it works on me, can you imagine what the business is going to be like?
Oh, yeah,
that's a good approach.
I think I'm a really good before and after.
Yeah. I mean, look at what the hair did.
Yeah.
You know,
that
changed a lot.
Yeah.
So I got you. It's fine.
Okay. Look at you. All right, we got to go. Yeah. We got to go. It's going to be cold this coming weekend. Man, I just saw minus 10.
You did?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Minus 10.
And it's a long weekend, and people want to go skiing and stuff, and now it'll be too cold.
And they have the parade.
Oh, yeah. That too.
It's going to be cold for that, too, with Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.